If you are what you say you are, a superstar.
What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk. I'm your boy, JD.
Your boy, Big E.
And your boy, Mike.
What's up, boys? Took a week off last week for Thanksgiving, man. Hope everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. But, man, it's December. It's the end of the year already. Football's coming to end. We got championship Saturday this weekend. And, man, boys, this year went by so fast. It's crazy.
I'm still full from them turkey plates, man.
Hey.
Man, them the turkey plates are hitting.
Bro, they always do. They always hit. They hit so hard, man. You gotta take leftovers. You gotta eat all those leftovers.
What do y'all think hit harder, turkey or ham?
Ham all day.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
Ham all day.
Ham all day. I do fuck with ham, but my brother-in-law Jeremy made some good turkey this year. I was surprised. It was nice. It was nice. But
yeah, no, the turkey's still good. I don't discriminate, but I like some good ham too.
Word.
Honestly, kind of had everything. You gotta have those tamales. Yeah, there's everything you got. There's everything.
All the above.
You gotta have it all.
But all in December now. It's tamale season. Do you need some? You got a plug? Let me know. Keep them hopes.
Man, it's so hard nowadays finding a good plug, man.
Hey, word, bro. Word.
I can introduce you to the plug. I know you got the plugs.
But it's been fun, man. End of the year, December 2025, about to be 2026. First year of the college football playoff, man. 12 team expansion. Rankings came out. Tech is in the fourth seed, and I guess we kind of knew, boys, it was coming. Texas A&M tough loss against Texas last week, and excited, boys. You think what's the thoughts on the rankings, and does anything change on championship Saturday if anybody loses?
We called it, man. We said it from the jump. Texas Tech was going to grab that 4-seed, man. We just had to win out. And they did it in a dominant fashion. 49-0 on the road to claim the 4th spot. It was beautiful, man. We said it. We knew it was going to happen. Here we are. Big 12 championship, and I think I got us going to 3. Big 12 champions. We go to 3 because number 4 is going to take it now.
Huh.
I mean, number 3 is going to take it now. Alabama beating Georgia.
Even in
Alabama's beating Georgia.
Ohio State.
Yeah, and then 1-2.
Yeah, Alabama's beating Georgia, and I don't think they dropped that much, JD. I think it's going to be just a switcheroo, you know?
If Indiana at 2 loses?
If Indiana at 2 loses, they're not going to punish them for making the championship game. Can't punish them. You know what I mean? If they win, they go to 1, Ohio State goes to 2. Ohio State will go to 2. It'll just be a switcheroo if Indiana wins.
So Indiana probably wouldn't, you don't think they would drop to 3 either or 4?
I don't think so.
No, I think it's just going to be a switcheroo. And if Ohio State wins, it stays the same. Indiana don't drop.
Yeah. It stays the same. If Georgia and Tech wins, I think the top 4 stays the same regardless. Like you said, if Indiana pulls it off, Ohio State just drops down 1. Because I mean, their only loss, if whoever it is, your only loss is to the undefeated number 1 seed
in the championship game.
In the championship game.
Same for Georgia. If Georgia loses, they'll go 4. We go 3.
If Georgia loses, they lost to number 10 Alabama. They're dropping.
I think they drop out of the top 4. I think Oregon, if Oregon wins, they pull up there.
Oregon slips in. Yes.
Oregon slips in.
Oregon's on the bye, so they're good. They'll just jump.
So Oregon's, they're just hoping that Bama wins. And Tech wins, you just move
in
that
this
up.
Whole scenario. Do we see Texas sneaking in if Georgia beats Alabama in blowout fashion?
I don't think so.
Because you have Miami, BYU, and Vandy there.
Yep.
What's Texas rank right now?
14.
13, actually.
13?
13.
They right there. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm calling it right now. Georgia, if they absolutely obliterate Alabama, Texas will be in the college football playoffs.
And Alabama drops out. BYU loses. If they lose, they'll now be there. Then it'll be Miami, the ACC.
And
they would have to go because they're not playing this weekend. It's Duke and Virginia that they're not in the ACC championship game, so they would still be there.
You can't get rewarded for not making the championship game, though. You feel me?
Exactly. So why would Texas jump down and make the 12th?
Because if Alabama gets obliterated,
it
has to be in dominant fashion, Miss Me. If it's a field goal, okay, Alabama stays in.
I think Alabama loses, they're out all the way.
That's tough.
I can see this Texas team getting in just cause,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they did beat the undefeated A&M Aggies.
Yeah, and the thing about that too is their losses. Their one loss was to Ohio State.
That's a
Florida loss is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just lost to Georgia. Which Georgia's in the SEC championship. Fuck around and win.
If they don't play Ohio State week one, they're 10-2, they're in, right?
Honestly, I think that's what happens. I think if Georgia wins and beats Bama, I think Texas losses look better compared to Alabama's.
And they get in.
Because BYU's gonna lose.
And Texas we might see them in the playoffs. I mean, if that really happens. If we go to the 3 seed, hey, that really might fucking shake. You know?
Yeah, because who knows how these rankings, because right now I mean, I think the Power 5, or whatever it is, the small schools will be at 12 regardless, right?
Another thing, though, JD, if this thing gets ugly with Ohio State and Indiana, if this thing gets ugly, I'm talking blowout, lopsided win for either team, you fall out of the top four. This thing's got to be a close game. It's got to be a close game if for it to be just a switcheroo. But if it's a dominant win, you're falling out of the four. You have to.
I don't know about it might be four or five. Yeah, maybe. It's tough.
You know what I mean?
But like you said, you can't get punished for making the conference championship game either.
But getting waxed like that?
Still made it undefeated, though.
Yeah, they're both undefeated, too.
You still made it undefeated, though. And your one loss is to the number one team in the nation.
Yeah.
So I think that helps you.
I think they're going to pull that card for Texas, Mike. I think they're going to say, well, one of Texas's loss was on the first game of the season against the number one team in the nation.
Yeah. Bama has to win to stay in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that if they lose, they're out.
Bama's fighting for their lives. Fighting I don't give a piss right? about the Tide.
It's do or die, best time for them right now.
Because it's BYU. BYU will lose. They'll be out. Miami, then Texas will be the next team. And, I mean, obviously, committee favors SEC for some reason.
Yeah, and Texas might jump Miami.
They could jump Miami and be in.
I could see that happening, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like you haven't really heard nothing about Miami all year.
Miami's not. I don't think Miami's good.
Miami should not
be beating the.
I haven't heard them. I mean, hey, honestly, give me Vandy over Miami.
Word. I mean, any thoughts now? With all this controversy, we knew it's going to be like this, regardless of the how many expansion teams. But could we see another an expansion?
I could see it happen in maybe a couple of years. Like I can see it happen. I can see the NCAA expanding it just a little bit more.
Absolutely. 16 teams.
I can see it.
That's tough, man. Because every year I feel like, man, there's a lot of good
teams. But you know what's some bullshit?
Expand. And this year there's still a lot of teams to expand even more. You could if you wanted to.
I think the committee's. I'm tired of seeing this Notre Dame bullshit, them getting a free ride and not having a conference. And not
They
having to
need
play in
to
a conference championship.
Put them in somewhere in some conference. I say the same thing, bro. They're not playing nobody. And you see what happens when they come play somebody?
Man, what?
They get rolled up.
Get put
I
in
mean,
the
yeah, they had a pretty easy schedule. I mean, it was a Pitt. They beat Pitt. I mean, and USC. That was it. Everybody else.
Miss, what are we talking about? Pitt.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Pitt beat Georgia Tech. And
no, they cost me a lot.
They
cost
the
me a lot.
Out of
they cost
Tech.
Me a lot. They put BTA to Georgia
oh,
Tech.
they put BTA.
They put BTA to my bed, bro.
And then they lose. Piss me off.
Yeah, right. And then they lose.
What's that about? I mean,
what's
yeah, that's not
about,
all that.
Right?
USC is good.
That was their Super Bowl, Mike.
Honestly,
and
they
they
went
lose
crazy.
To Miami and Texas A&M. So yeah, I mean, they are good though. I can't lie, they are good. But you're right; they should be in a conference for sure.
They just getting a free ticket though. Like they're not having to see nobody this week, you know.
I just think they should. Like I think it should just be automatic, and it shouldn't be like. They just can do whatever. Like, bro, put them in a division. That's what everybody else is. They close to somebody. They're in somebody's region. They can play somebody.
But it's tough, man. Exciting.
They're still a good team, though. They're still a good team.
I think they are a good team. Jeremiah Love, one of the best running backs in the country.
Yeah. They're still a good team. They'll make it past the first round, honestly. I think they make it past the first round.
You think they'll be A&M?
It'd be close. They run that ball.
I do run that ball. And the way they looked against Texas, I mean, shit.
Yeah, they didn't look good. You got to have a game plan against them is what it seemed like. That's what Texas did.
Well,
But damn
interesting,
it, boys.
It's
they're
going to
get
be fun.
in.
There might be,
They might be fucking in.
They might be in. But I just got to say, we called Tech at 11-1 this year. We did call a rematch in the Big 12 championship. It just wasn't BYU. It was Arizona State. But we called it, and we called a loss against Arizona State and every other win we called. So,
yeah, we
wow,
did.
that's lit, man. That's awesome.
We knew.
I think Miss Me is time traveling.
Yeah. Well,
somebody had the crystal ball, and they saw into the future.
Yep, I saw Mike shaking the eight ball. When is they going to lose?
One of us saw us having this conversation down the road.
Yeah, we did. Exciting. Conference championship games this weekend, boys. BYU, Texas Tech, and Arlington, Texas Cowboy Stadium will be in the building, man. I'm so excited to pull up, man. 84,000 people sold out. Biggest conference championship game for Big 12 in the history of the Big 12. So I'm super excited to pull up, man. And boys, is this going to be a blowout? We'll just go through all the championship games. What 12.5-point spread, or I believe we left a lot of touchdowns in the game last college game day when they came to town. So what do y'all
Absolutely.
think that's going to happen here? I mean, they're obviously game planning. They got a lot better. It's hard to beat the same team twice. So
yeah, JD, like I told you, we have had a conversation earlier this week, man. Yeah, we're better. We're definitely better as a team, but individually stacked up playmaker for playmaker. I mean, we're better almost in every position. And I think that's going to show come Saturday in the championship. No matter what kind of game plan they have, you know, we still left over 35 points on the board, off the board, because we couldn't catch a ball. This is for all the coin. This is for all the gold. This is for all the glory in the Big 12, first Big 12 championship that will come to Lubbock. And hey, I think we're definitely going to catch those balls this time. And we're going to lay it all out and do what we got to do to win this game. The biggest game in Texas Tech football history in a long time. So
yeah,
this is big. This is big. As big as it gets, honestly. It's going to be bigger next week, the week after, but this is big.
Bro, this might be the biggest game in Tech history, bro, to be honest. And then after that, every game just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
But like you said, bro, 84,000 sold out in the building. And 84,000 are only there for one reason, for the motherfucking Red Raiders. That's what it is. That's who sold out. It's going to be nothing but red and black.
Nothing but red and black.
Nothing but red and black. And even though people might say BYU might put up a little better fight, nah.
I think I can guarantee you the world is thinking the same thing you just said, Miss Me. It's hard to beat a team twice. That's a lot of points. I'm on BYU. Nah, bullshit. It's going to be an ugly, nasty dog blowout.
Yep. And BYU just got lucky enough to be in this Big 12 championship. That's all that is.
Yeah.
It ain't no Tech looking forward to nothing. It's they going to handle business as they should. Yeah. As they should and as they will.
I agree.
Give me Cam Dickey, 3 for 125. Give me Baron Morton, 15 for 22. Dog.
I love last week against West Virginia that they were just letting Baron rip it.
Let him go crazy.
Let's go. Let's go.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with everything y'all said. We're just a better team overall, individually, like you said, Biggie. And I think we blow them out again.
We're talking about our offense. Let's talk about the defense. Defense don't change. You can't game plan for a dog ass defense like this.
That's why we're not even talking about them because there's nothing to talk about. It's the same thing everybody already knows. We ain't got to talk about it. What's known don't got to be talked about.
Jacob Rodriguez finna seal it.
David Bailey. Yep. It's finna go crazy.
Yep. One of them finna win the defensive player of the year right here.
Yep.
J-Rod Heisman. This where you got to punch your ticket.
Yep. J-Rod going to be a first-round pick to Tennessee.
He's going to get a pick six or a fumble six.
J-Rod's headed to Tennessee for the first round.
He's going to get him a strip. He's going to get him a fumble this weekend.
Fumble and maybe a pick. It'll be fun. Excited to be in the
house. And a touchdown.
JD, you think he's worth that first round?
No, sorry. There's a lot of good linebackers in NCAA right now, I do believe. And 6'4". And 225 pounds, fast and big and strong. But what I think that separates Jacob Rodriguez from those other NFL-ready linebackers is he played QB before he was a middle linebacker. He's smart. He knows where the ball is going, and he hits those gaps very fast. That's what makes him really good compared to his other linebackers. But he is small, 6'1", 200 pounds. I mean, like I said, that IQ of his is what separates him and makes him as good of a player as he is. So, I don't think he's. I think he'll go fourth, fifth round in the draft. But I think the size that gets him to be a NFL linebacker. But I mean,
that's
if
tough.
You know ball, you know ball. It don't matter how big or small you are. So,
oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Damn exciting. Right. Excited. One of the best players in the country. Excited to be in the building.
Yeah, man, that's lit, man. Talk that talk in the building.
In the building.
In the building.
I'm gonna go crazy at Texas Live at 9 a.m.
on the sidelines reporting from Talk That Talk. We love to see it.
Love to see it. Excited. A lot of games in the morning and the afternoon. SEC, Big Ten, and ACC. So off to Sunday, boys. Y'all's teams, what are the reports? Looking good. A couple of dubs this past weekend. And looking like a TTT showdown for next weekend after this week.
It's going to be a good one, man. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a great one. One week out of time for the Denver Broncos, man. We're 9 in a row, and we just keep pulling out these close games. The Commanders played their fucking ass off. Hats off to Marcus Mariota.
They played the best that boy Marcus.
Scary like Terry.
Oregon Marcus.
Bro, he was getting that ball out so quick. Like, man, he was getting that ball out quick, and not gonna lie, had me a little shaking in my boots, but man, what a good thing was to see, and I've been saying it all year, we got Evan Engram, and he's just been silent, He just been silent, and it was so good to see Bo and Evan find that connection this past weekend, and I hope they continue it this weekend, and they really build on that because, man, bro, Evan Engram at tight end, it is nasty. Like, he's fast, he's tall. That's a dangerous tight end. You could do a lot
like
with that.
The old Evan Engram.
Bro, you could do a lot with that, JD. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, like, he's that joker that Sean Payton was talking about. And I hope they continue that because we gotta get him the ball. He's gotta catch it though. Fuck. He dropped like four passes. Pissed me off. But he alright. I'm excited, man. It's gonna be a good week. We got Raiders this week.
He keeps squeaking them by with 9 in a row.
Nine in a row, bro.
I guess the Pats got one more win than y'all do, but
they got a bye.
This weekend. You should blow them out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll even that up. We'll both be 11-1. We'll both have the same record. So I don't know how that's gonna play if we both went out. I don't know how that plays out. I don't know if they'll be the one, we'll be the one.
Wonder how that works. I wonder if
But
it's division record or
it might be
points, or
division record, low
it might be
key.
division record.
They got a tough ass game coming down the stretch. I mean, and so do we. You know that Green Bay game ain't gonna be. That's gonna be a dog ass game. I mean,
It's gonna be a dog ass fight.
it can go either way. But New England, I was looking at their schedule,
They
and
got the Bills, Ravens, Jets, Dolphins, so
off rip, Bills and Ravens can do it to them. Bills at home and Ravens on the road.
then
Like,
the Jets, Dolphins, obviously they're division rivals, so you know how that goes.
exactly. So, I don't know, man. We might see hopefully some shit fall in Denver's favor, and you know we end up with the one seed. But
Mean, y'all still got the Chiefs and the Chargers again too.
yeah,
Tough.
the same thing, man. Those motherfuckers always close for no reason. They're always close.
But I mean, should handle business this week against the Raiders, so it'll be fun
Yeah,
to
man, y'all
see.
said 9 in a row, bro. That's tough. That's
That is
that's
very tough. That is very
that
tough.
is that is very, very tough. So
Can't be
talk your shit, man.
it's a lot of people, man, they're like, you know, Denver just keeps pulling it out. Denver, like, your luck's gonna run out. You know, you can't just keep, okay, why weren't they talking this shit about the Chiefs last year? You know, how many 1 point games or one score
One
games did the
score
Chiefs
games.
have last year? You know, and they made it to the bowl. But the difference with our team is our offense isn't saving us. Our offense ain't the one saving us, bro. It's the defense that continues to pull it out at the last at the la that
What
last
was
drive.
that? They're going for two on Monday, or when did y'all play
They said
Monday?
two.
And
Nick,
who went to go? Who batted that ball down?
who else, man? Nick Benito, baby.
I was gonna say Jacob Benito for some reason.
Nah,
No.
when I saw Nick Benito, they did a question. He was on a podcast, and he said, you know, when they scored that touchdown, you know, that they were kind of shocked, that they were like, damn, like at the goal line, our defense never loses those matchups. But he said, you know, they're going for two. We could still win this game for the team. And
He was
I'm not gonna
open.
lie, bro, that shit was there.
He was open.
That shit was there.
Oh,
You
he
know what
was
I'm
open,
saying?
bro. Yeah.
The pick play has beat Denver
Beautiful.
how many times? And it was a nasty pick play, but this time they had the running back coming off of on a flat, and it was there, bro. It was man coverage. Hufanga was deep. He
Oh
was
yeah,
wide
he just had
open.
to expose him.
Nick Benito had them hops, bro. Saved the
Yeah, he
game.
did.
Had that vertical, had shot off
Saved
that
the
vertical.
game. So
Yeah,
just playmakers,
that
bro.
was
Like,
good.
this defense just find ways to win, and I'm excited. I'm excited to. The good thing about defenses is defenses travel. You know, defenses play well under pressure. They play loud and loud in environments. You know, we just need the Denver D to keep playing hard and keep us in games. And I think I honestly, I'm not bullshitting. I'm starting to save a little money for the Super Bowl. I'm starting to save a little money. Starting to save a
Y'all
little
there, man? Y'all a
money.
couple, you know, wins and losses from clinching that one seed right throughout the playoffs, man.
And the same for y'all. I mean, that tie probably.
Mike, you are there too.
That
We
tie's
were.
tough.
Got a
That tie's tough.
huge the fuck the Bronco game. You got a huge
No, bro,
division game this week.
I'm not even worried about that fucking game right now,
Don't
bro.
give a damn about that
I
AFC
don't give a
matchup.
fuck. I forgot that I'm even going to that game. I ain't even thinking about it like that.
Word, bro.
But even just the Bears are in first place right now. And the number one seed, they're out there with y'all. They out there with the Broncos right now.
The thing is, that's a quiet one seed. There is not a lot of talk that's been around them this season.
That is a
No,
quiet one seed. And I think it's because we all know
it's
the
the
Bears
Bears.
are gonna bear. They're
It's
gonna
the
bear.
Bears.
It's the Bears, man. We're talking about the
The
Bears.
Bears. It's the Bears and it's the Green Bay Packers. And if it ain't the Super Bowl they're trying to get to, the season that what their season rides on is trying to beat the Green Bay Packers. And
Has the Bears beat Jordan Love yet?
they did beat us earlier this year, like in January.
Okay.
They
Oh,
did.
so
That
last
was
year they did.
they did.
He's
Yeah.
got Bears, Broncos, Bears. That's tough.
Bears, Broncos, Bears, and these three games
You got
are
two. You got one seed, one seed, one seed. Fuck.
one seed, one
Somebody's
seed, and we
gonna
now nah, fuck that, because they're gonna be the two seed when we see them again, because we're gonna be that one seed. Fuck that.
Word.
But these three games, bro, like this stretch is for both of us is for the division. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
I think on Thanksgiving, I mean, the Lions have been looking human all year. And I think that game on Thanksgiving just kind of made them, you know, look human and like they're not a team to worry about.
I don't think it was more so that they're human. I think it showcased, I think, Mike, that benefited the Packers. I saw it as the Packers found their identity.
They made a statement.
I found it as Jordan Love. Jordan Love is here to sling this motherfucker.
Micah Parsons is a quiet number three in the league in sacks. He's a quiet number three in the league in sacks. And Jordan Love doing crazy. I mean, I think a lot of people were picking Detroit because, I mean, I think they saw it at home Thanksgiving. It's the Lions.
They needed a bounce back win.
Yeah, I think they weren't giving the Packers enough credit.
That's how my head was thinking.
And we showed them, yeah. But, I mean, you weren't the only one. You weren't the only one. And that to sweep the Lions for the season that's a tough win. That's a turning point win in the season, man, especially in this stretch that we're about to go in right now. We're about to hit the gauntlet, boys.
I felt like y'all were kind of in control of that game from the jump, though, bro. Like,
the jump?
There was never a worry that y'all were going to lose. I just didn't see it.
I think working with the lead, we made it work. We worked with that lead.
Score for score, man. That was a badass game. It was a badass game.
Score for score. Yeah, it was. What a game, bro. What a game. And what a game going into this Bears game, man. Bears week. Fuck the Bears. It's Bears week. And history repeats itself. It's been like this for years. Packers own the Bears, and the Bears are going to bear.
It's hate week for both of us. Fuck the Raiders. It's hate week. It's hate week for both of us.
I hate them.
I can't stand them.
I can't stand them.
Word, baby.
I want to be right there with y'all. We right there at this one seed, bro. It's right there at reach, and that's all I can ask for, man. Defense, like I said, if we're going to ride the defense, let's go be a fucking defense.
Let's
go be a defense.
Is it going to be fun? Game of the week, 3:25.
Oh, yeah, back to Green Bay. Back-to-back game of the week.
Back-to-back game of the week. That's crazy.
Yeah, but I love the fact that it's in Lambo. I love the 6.5 points. That's a lot of points for a division game, especially with the Bears on a 4 or 5 game win streak.
It's all lining up in your favor, Mike, because guess what? The Bears have had this spread multiple times this year, and they cover it. They get points. They get points, and they've continued to cover it. They've continued to cover it. I think the public eye is going to see this as the Bears covered. Easy. Oh. You know, easy. I'm taking those points. No, sir. Green Bay's going to wipe their ass.
Yeah, Jordan Love's going to have a game this week.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold. That's what we love. That's
and it's going to make this game next week even more interesting.
Even more interesting, yeah.
Over there too.
Yeah, it's going to be even colder.
It's going to have Vegas like this, Mike.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a game, man. If y'all are going to win, we're going to win. It's going to make that game even better.
What are you calling the opening line of our game, Mike? What do you say? You think Vegas is going to see this as?
I say 4 or 5.
In favor of who?
4.5.
I can see that. I can see 3.5. It'll be at 3 by Sunday.
Yeah. It's just tough-ass home field. That's where those three points are from. Because these teams match up so good. I'm right there with y'all. I got 3.5. Will Lutz trots out there. And Packers covered by 0.5 point.
That's how our games have been recently, man. That's just how it is. It's just the tough. Our defense is matched up. It just depends on the offense, man. That home field is tough. That gives y'all. We ain't been in Denver.
For me, man, Bo Nix is starting to come alive, bro. This dude's starting to really fucking gunsling this shit. And, it's good to see. Miss me for you, man. What's up? What's up with the Titans, man?
Number one pick, baby.
We locked in on the one pick.
We locked in on the one pick. I can't lie. We might fuck around and win this weekend, bro. We can't lose to Shador. I do not want to lose to Shador. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do not want to lose one.
Number one,
bro. Can you just imagine the reports, bro? All you're gonna see is the Titans picked the wrong quarterback. Mm-hmm.
He's played
a great second half, and like y'all said, we've been in there. We're in the game, and so we're not in the game, and it just goes from there. But I mean, It is what it is at this point. Like I said, I still watch every game. I'm still watching, and they still piss me off every game. But I
Hey,
mean,
man.
fate's accepted, man. I'm on to college football, and I'm on cheering on y'all's team. That's all it is. It is what it is.
I was
Man.
right there
Can't
with
do
you, this
nothing
me for
about
the
it.
last 10 years. I was right in this sheet. I was already, y'all
So
were already sending me the eliminated meme.
yeah, I got that alert was all over my feed on Sunday from you
Oh,
guys, so
man. Yeah.
we out of there. I'm not worried about it. We'll see how we it's season's over. We just gotta get ready for next season. It is what it is. So
Oh, yeah,
we gotta
amen.
find a coach first. So
Yeah, man. Clean house, find a coach.
yeah.
Figure out what y'all want to do with this number
See
one pick, man.
what we wanna do, and that is that's it. That's it.
For sure, bro. For sure.
I think Cam might be the guy for y'all,
I
man.
think
He's
Cam might be the guy for sure. Do need to
yeah, man.
protect him, and we're a young team. Trust the process. The Bears were there
That's
with
the process.
Caleb. So Jordan Love was
That's the
there, and
process.
Trevor Lawrence was there, and
Now look at us.
Bryce Young is there, and now he's playing. They're playing well. So
They are playing pretty
it is
good
what it
now,
is,
huh?
man. So
Yep.
we'll see what happens in the future, but
And we am, and Bryce never even looked as good as Cam. So, God,
exactly.
Bryce Young looked
No,
horrible his
at
first year,
all.
bro. His first 2 years were, gosh,
He's
damn. So,
finally looking good, bro.
finally.
Finally.
Yeah, turn
So
that
they got
corner.
trust the process. When you got to let the kids play and
That's
let them
it.
learn at 20, 22 years old and starts to play quarterback in the NFL. So, but
Oh,
we got
man.
to protect them for them to play. So that's first and foremost, and get some playmakers on the outside. Everyone has number one. So we'll see what happens in the future, but.
Coming down to it, man. It's crazy. It's through December. I was thinking about it too. Like, damn, the NCAA season, that was it.
Yep.
NFL, we're already down to the playoffs. Like, it's tough. Like, we're already here.
But
Just sad,
at least
bro.
we'll have a college
It
football
is, bro.
playoffs
It is.
all the way through January too. So
Yeah. No, enjoy it. Enjoy this fall. Enjoy this football, man. While we got it.
yeah.
Until
So
we're dancing like March Madness.
I can't wait for March Madness. That's gonna be lit.
Yes, sir.
But.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's gonna be fun. We still got shoot. We got UFC still going on too. I think it's the last pay-per-view of the year.
I think it's the last card for a while.
Last card for a while until I think the end of January. But
Yeah.
we got two title weight fights. Talked about the main card, the main event, man. Mirab the Machine, this Volovici versus Petr Yan. His fourth title defense this year in 2025 is the most ever. We all know how good he is. We all know how good Petr Yan is. This is the second fight, the second time they're fighting. Mirab beat Petr Yan to face Sean O'Malley for the belt by unanimous decision through 5 rounds. And boys, man, we just know Mirab. We've said it all year when he's fighting. He's one of the greatest bantamweights of all time. He's a machine. He got cardio like no other. Petr Yan fought his way back. Three four wins after losing to Mirab. And Mike, what do you see? What do you see here? Is it just another dominant fashion, as we've seen these past couple of UFC fights?
I think so, bro. I think it's just like they're just rotating, honestly, to see who fucking fights Mirab. That's all it is until it becomes fucking Sean O'Malley, like, coming out. And this is just Petr Yan just getting his time again. It's hard not to go against Mirab, man. It's especially right here. I think he's dominant for a reason. He's the greatest bantamweight of all time, really. And I think he still proves it. I think it's been nothing but decisions for Petr Yan. I think he's won every fight by decision that he's recently had,
Yes, sir.
Duval is really, he can submit you, or if you want to go to decision, I think he outscores and he wins. I think it's just another dominant. I mean, I would maybe not say it's too dominant, but a dominant win for him to retain and onto the next bantamweight,
Thanks, family.
whoever it may
Who's
be.
next?
Yeah, this shit finna be same shit as the first fight. I mean, Petr Yan ain't a finisher no more. You know what I mean? I don't think he has what it takes to put Mirab out, in a knockout. Mirab has a decision, 5 round decision, three round decision, and now he had a 3 round decision against McGahee. We're talking about Marcus McGahee, bro. All right, now look what he finna do. You can't finish nobody. You go to decision with Mirab, he gonna, like you said, Mike, he gonna outscore you and he gonna just out wrestle you the whole night. The whole night he gonna do what he wants with you. And It's gonna be the same outcome. Give me Merab by submission. Ah, Merab by decision. It goes all five.
Yeah.
It has to. I mean, he's just gonna smother you
That's
like
just...
all these Middle East professional fighters do. Just smother you for five rounds.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how these fights go. That's just, we've seen them before, and that's just how it is. I'd be surprised if it comes to a finish, but if it does end in a finish, I mean, it's Merab easy.
Yeah, by submission.
And if it does finish it, it's by submission. But I see this just going the distance. And
that's because Peter Yan is good. Merab, he's a great fighter. He had his run, too.
He only lost the belt because of a DQ.
Yeah.
You know, Sterling.
Man, that was
three-fight round.
The illegal knee gave. Yeah, the illegal knee gave it to him, and that was that for him. You know,
yeah,
he took the belt and he never looked back. I don't think so. Yeah, Aljamain beat him, and then they never even rematched.
No, he just caught them back to back kills from Sugar Sean and Devalish Vili, and those two were running shit.
He caught back to back.
His last three wins have been pretty good.
He caught Aljamain Sterling.
I think
he caught Sean O'Malley, and then he caught Merab.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's tough as fuck.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a lineup right there, bro. And like I said, I think he should have won that Sterling fight.
Yeah, he should have.
I think he should have won that Sterling fight.
I think that that knee just some just rewired in his head, and it he was cooked.
Yeah, man, that was tough. It just went from there, bro.
The shake back is on the rise for shake Peter Yan. Can he do it?
It's gonna be a good one.
Yep.
Can he do it?
But hearing his way back three wins in a row, I guess you got to give him the title fight.
Mm-hmm. And so, because Sugar don't want to fight, so someone got to fight. So
yeah,
but and they got Umar up there too. But yeah, who's next? He's next. Peter and Merab gonna be a good one. For the main event, bantamweight title fight. So.
Mm-hmm.
Flyweight belt is gonna be a good one. Alexander Pantoja and Josh Van, that's a tough one. Brandon Moreno, that's a good fight to watch. And then Henry Cejudo and John Blachowicz. So it's gonna be a good card out here for Saturday. It's gonna be a tough one leading up to the main event, but
yeah,
I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that light heavyweight. We're gonna see some fireworks. Boom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna see some big booms.
Oh yeah,
boom!
I think Moreno and Tyra, they're gonna throw them hands. It's been a minute.
Oh yeah, they will. The winner of that fight is gonna fight the winner of the Pantoja and Joshua Van fight for the belt.
Yeah,
Pantoja fight gonna be boring as hell. We already know Pantoja.
Honestly, those last two fights might be boring ass fights. So somebody got to be the entertainment on the card. So why not be Moreno?
No word. Right. You know, he's going to throw him hands all the time. Every time he fights, he throws him hands. So
exactly.
He's a good one. But go to UFC Fight Card, man. UFC 323, Las Vegas, Nevada, man. Saturday night. Got football, UFC. And, you know, just good times this weekend in Fort Worth. But I guess it's time, boys. It's time. I missed it last week. I've been riding college basketball week, but it's time for some football again, man. Betting with the boys might get us started off with the NCAA picks, man.
Oh man, yeah, man. What a way to start off Thanksgiving week. If we would have been on here, I would have gave y'all Packers spread versus the Lions. That would have been easy cash.
Yeah, I needed it, and they gave it to me, and I lost.
Stop. You had it planned. you had the ticket locked in for a while. But yeah, you're not slick, man. Conference championship week, man. First one that I think could be easy lock, man, is Ohio State over Indiana. I just think that they're just rolling right now. Indiana is true test for Indiana, especially against this Ohio State team, bro. And that was a big win against Michigan that last week in the big game after losing, I don't know how many, 4 years in a row. So that's an easy win. So but give me Ohio State 4.5. And the next one, man, it's going to be a tough game. I think Big E's on another side on this one. I think he said it earlier. But, man, just give me Georgia just to win. It's just all the fate is just going to land in Texas's hands, and they're just going to squeak in just because of this damn loss that Bama's going to have. So, man, just give me Georgia money line for this weekend.
There we go. Nice. And for my picks, we got championship Saturday. It's actually not that Georgia game, Mike. It's going to be the other one. Indiana, Ohio State. Man, I'll be rolling with the Indiana plus 4.5 points. I think, you know, they do enough to cover. I think this game is going to come down to the wire. If they don't cover, they might win outright in my eyes. So I'm going to be rolling with Indiana. I think they just play. They're a tough-ass offense, man. And I know Ohio State's defense has been solid, like rock solid all year. But Indiana, man, they know how to move the sticks, mostly on third down. They have the number one third down percentage in college football. And they know how to move the ball on third down. So I love them here to at least cover. So give me Indiana plus 4.5 points. Then for my next game, we're going to the other night game, 7 o'clock. We're rolling with Duke. Duke money line versus Virginia. I think we have an upset boiling here in this championship game. We got number 17 Virginia versus Duke, and I think they spoil it here for Virginia. Give me Duke money line plus 140.
Dogs all weekend long for Big E, man. Dogs all weekend long. We have a Tuck showdown, man. I'm running both picks on, like I said. Indiana, I love them. Fernando Mendoza, Heisman quarterback, playing like a Heisman quarterback. But this is their first true test, like you said, against Ohio State. And this defense, you look at Indiana's schedule, they haven't really played nobody besides USC at the beginning of the year, where USC was still trying to find their legs. But Indiana has been doing what Indiana does. They're dominating, they're winning, they're running the ball. And, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. Ohio State, on the other hand, they're just too good of a team. And that defense, you know, Big E loves defense over there in Denver. So that defense is going to keep them, you know, possibly ride them to the national championship game. But Ohio State, I think Ohio State hands them pretty easily here and covers that 4.5. Julian Sain goes crazy. Jeremiah Smith, have a day. But it's going to be a good one for sure. And then give me the Georgia Bulldogs over Alabama, like Mike said again. UT is going to have luck of the draw, and they're going to get in because Alabama loses. Georgia's defense has been good all year. Alabama's been shaky, you know, losing to Oklahoma earlier this year. And, you know, Gunnar Stockton is playing good football as well. I just think they handled them pretty easy also, and they win. So give me the Bulldogs over Alabama for championship weekend.
It's nice. I do like that Duke pick. Yeah, I think it's a little chalky. This week. This Saturday, I think it's a little chalky with all the favorites, but one dog's going to win. I think it's Duke. That's how you end the night.
word, Mike.
Yep. But, hey, man, let's get it rolling. Let's keep it rolling, man. Roll on to NFL, man. This one's going to be tough. It's going to be ugly, but I think it's a little low-scoring, ugly game. So give me the Falcons plus 7 versus the Seahawks. I think they just ride Bijan hard this game. And I think Kirk plays like a vet, plays clean enough to keep him in this game to cover 7 at home. Seattle's good. They are really good, but they can win this game, but I don't think it's that close. I think it's closer than what they would expect. So give me the Falcons plus 7. And my next one, give me Josh Allen at home versus Joe Burrow. It's hard. I know people might be taking Joe Burrow, taking him back after that game that they played against the Ravens. But give me the Bills to roll right here, minus 5.5 at home. Joey B, you know, you had a good comeback game, but you know, you're going home to Buffalo. And Buffalo needs these wins. They need these wins, especially, you know, if the Patriots have a tough coming up schedule. And they still got to play them too. So they're still in it. They got to win. You know, Bengals still can win to try to get in, but I think this season, I think it's just a little too late for him, Russell. So give me the Bills minus 5.5 versus Cincy.
Love it.
Tough-ass pick, Mike. Tough-ass pick. Sunday, here we go. 12 o'clock game. First pick we're rolling with. I called it a few episodes back, middle of October. I said that the Colts will start to choke this division away, and they have. They are tied right now. They have choked the division where they are second in the AFC South. The Jags have taken the lead, and we got a Jags-Colts matchup this weekend. The biggest game for the Jags all season. Trevor Lawrence, it's time to shine. And Daniel Jones, I'm saying it right now, he's been looking a little bit like the old Daniel Jones. So give me Trevor Lawrence and the Jags to come out balling, and I think they get this done, man. Give me the Jags money line, plus money, plus 110. They get it done, and they start to seal the fate of this division and closing it out for sure. For my next game, we're going to be rolling with, man, I faded him on Thanksgiving. I was eating my turkey and piss. Mike told me to. He said, you're going to be in piss on Thanksgiving because of this. And I didn't believe him, but I should have. I really should have. I was sitting there with my big-ass Thanksgiving plate and pissed off. By the end of the game, I was to the desserts, and I couldn't even enjoy my dessert because the damn cheeseheads wanted to roll up the lines, man. So give me the Green Bay Packers plus minus 6.5 points against the Chicago Bears, the one seed of the NFC. You're the one seed of the NFC, okay? Then why is this game 6.5 points? That's insane. Vegas knows what's going to happen. They're laying the bait, boys. The cheeseheads are going to roll, and they're getting ready for a big road trip. So give me Green Bay minus 6.5 points. J Love going to get it done.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I love it even more.
Let's roll. I need a Packer jersey this week. Hit up Ben. I know I might need to slide by Ben's house to grab me a Packer jersey, man. I know he got that Jordan Nelson.
Game of the week.
That's his prized possession right there, man.
That Jordy.
That's lit. But, yeah, love those picks, man. For me, I'm going to ride the Jacksonville Jaguars as well. Man, Biggie said it all, man. And we played the Jags this past weekend. They looked pretty good. Trevor Lawrence played pretty damn well. And they moved the ball too easy on us. And I feel like they just keep it rolling. What Biggie just said, he called it, that they're the Colts are going to choke the division. Daniel Jones playing like the old Daniel Jones. So I like the Jags at home here. They are dogs. I think this is just a bait line here for the Colts bounce back win like we did for the Lions this past weekend. So give me the Jags over the Colts money line. For my second pick, man, I am going the Denver Broncos minus 7 over the Las Vegas Raiders. Sean, I've been fading the Vegas Raiders all year, and I'm going to continue to do it until the end of the year. But it is what it is. Give me the Broncos on a hot 10 game win streak heading at home for Packers next week. So it's going to be a fun one.
There we go, man. Betting with the boys, man. It don't get better than this. We're giving out nothing but heaters. And if you ain't telling us, you're fading us. Come on.
Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to win.
And Mike has been keeping up our picks for the whole year, so excited to keep those out at the end of the year. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
I love it. Can't wait to see how we did or what we're doing.
Hopefully,
a crazy, crazy roller coaster for sure.
I'll say it for myself. Hopefully, I can end on a little hot note so I can get my record looking a little nicer.
Right.
It's going to be fun, man.
These TTC showdowns are definitely going to make a difference.
Yep.
That's all we're going to have as of late now.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we're going to have.
Put a squad ride. Hey, we didn't even mention our squad ride, man.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. The biggest pick of the night. Or, I'm sorry, the biggest pick of Saturday morning. We said it from the jump, man. The Red Raiders were going to be here at AT&T. We said this at the beginning of the season. We called the Arizona State loss. And now we called a blowout win against BYU. We're calling it again. This time it's going to be even uglier. We left over 30-plus points on the board with, you know, dropping touchdowns, dropping the ball, a lot of miscues in the red zone. I think the Red Raiders got all that fixed up, all those kinks fixed up. Baron Morton, they let him sling it before the championship game this weekend. Last week, put up 49 points. Give us the Red Raiders minus 11 points. We're rolling. Heading into the playoffs, hot.
Love it. Welcome, baby. Ticket's going to be in already. gonna be at. I don't know if I'm gonna have service in AT&T, but I should. I should. They have that internet out there. I got to.
They better.
You got the rich. You got them rich tickets, bro. You down there, so you're gonna be all right.
You're gonna have Wi-Fi
I'm
down
there. Level 100, yeah. So I should, right?
You're gonna have Wi-Fi down there at that level, bro.
You have a phone charger on your seat.
I have free Wi-Fi and everything.
Hey, this is the lowest I've ever sat like in the NFL stadium. I'm super excited to be there, so I'm excited. But man, Texas Tech all the way. We're gonna be in the house, man. Appreciate all the love and support, man. Duke, I'm excited to share the numbers. I have to look at the numbers tomorrow. I know a Spotify recap has been coming out, so excited to see those. All the love and support. Numbers have been going crazy this past month on social media. Appreciate all the love and support, and man, I can't wait to see what next year brings for us and finish out this year strong, man. I think 100 episodes coming pretty soon, so
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Go, baby.
In the ride.
That calls for a bottle night service for the TTT boys.
Keep it rolling, baby. Keep it rolling.
It does.
Come on.
Again, everybody, appreciate y'all, man. We love y'all, man. Talk that talk. Be up. Yeah.